Good evening, Bulldog sports fans, and welcome to Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field, where tonight the Sandpoint Bulldogs will take on the Connell, what are they, Eagles? Yeah, the Eagles. Of course, they look like Huskies out on the field right now. And in the booth with me this evening, Jay Vandenberg. Once again, Jay, good evening. We're home.
We're home, yeah. Save us a road trip tonight, Chris. But, great to be here at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. Best venue in the state of Idaho.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We get the perfect 50-yard line view here from where we're sitting. And, you know, just to recap, last Friday night, what a performance by the Sandpoint Bulldogs.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. You know, there for four quarters, that offense really struggled going into, second half of the Post Falls game. And then the first half against University, just struggled just to move the football and put any points on the board. But, you know, all that changed, with Tyler Lehman's big block field goal return. And, boy, that second half, whatever offense adjustments or whatever kind of chewing or pep speech that the coaches gave in the locker room, they came out, and, boy, they had an exceptional second half. And again, just the style they're playing, you know, they switched that, that short, quick passing game. Jackson Pettis, through eight quarters, he's made one mistake, and that was that pick six last week, Chris. But but from there, he's been very efficient, very smart, with the ball, and then with Dylan Benefield in that second half filling in for a cramping
Garrett Cox.
Yeah, Garrett Cox. What a battering ram, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
What an exceptional game he had.
Wow.
In the second half.
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot this week, and it kind of poses a problem for your coaches right now, because you've got Tag Benefield, who's the best player on defense, and in any short yardage situation under 5 yards, you kind of want to give him the ball because there's about a 99% chance he's going to get there.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Chris. And there, I have yet to see anybody stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
and that's and again, but the kids put the time in, right? I mean, Tag is a kid that he lives in the weight room. He's 100% football. Yeah, he does wrestle, but he loves the game of football, and his hard work is definitely paying off his junior year.
Boy, it sure is. And we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll continue the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show here on KSBT, and we'll talk with the head coach of the Bulldogs, Ryan Knowles.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with MobiMoney included with your checking account, only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
We're back on the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show here, KSPT and Rock 103, getting ready for Game 3. It's Connell at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. We've got kickoff coming up in just a few minutes, and we're talking now with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, nice win last week.
Thank you, Chris. It was a good week, good all phases contributed, and all levels.
Well, before we break down the varsity game a little bit more, it was a good week for the Bulldog football program last week. Everyone won, correct?
Correct. Our freshmen started out on Thursday. They traveled to U High, and they won 35-13. Had a really good game. We got to watch it. As varsity staff, we get to watch a lot of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have huddle film, and It's so much fun. I mean, they're coming around. They got some nice playmakers down there. They're moving the ball on offense. They're really stepping up on defense. Had some really nice sacks and some interceptions. And, you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of the names are usual suspects. A lot of younger brothers of our
they
varsity
are familiar,
players.
So some of them.
It's kind of funny.
So JV, too, played Saturday, correct?
Yep. So we played Friday night and had our win. And then Saturday morning, U-High's JV came here. And all very similar scores. It was all five touchdowns to two touchdowns pretty much across the board. So it was funny, though, because our JV won 32-12. Fortunately, gave up a kickoff return and an interception return for a touchdown. So defensively, both the varsity and the JV kept U-High out of the end zone. So as a defensive coach, that makes this guy very happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, let's talk about the game. And, you know, they always say momentum is key. And it sure seemed that last week's game was a perfect example. You know, you finally get something going on offense, and then the end of the half happens. You get a touchdown on a block punt and a kid who picked up the ball and realized, unlike most of everyone else on the field, that it was live.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, you've been dominated for, what, 20 of the 24 minutes of the first half, and you're in the lead.
That's right. You know, and, you know, you can kind of feel it the whole time. Really, it was a much different game than the week before. You know, we're playing a U-High team that has a new coaching staff, and you know, they're a pro-style offense that huddles between every play. I'm sure you noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know, they're in the huddle calling it, and we're on the sideline waiting for them versus rushing a call in. And then, you know, so defensively, it was kind of a breath of fresh air in that regard. You know, and then offensively, you know, as I told them yesterday, it's like they're a volcano. You know, the magma is right there, ready to erupt.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you feel that out of them. And you know, we know that in practice. We watch them in the operation, and, you know, we understand our offense is right there. And the second half, they were great. You know, 21 points and a half is pretty spectacular. If you look at the first game, it was the first half. And the second game, it was the second half. So you can guess what the rally cry is here. Let's put it all together, because it'll be great.
Kind of a long drought between the end of the first half in game one and the very end of the second half, or the first half of game two there.
Yeah, it definitely was. But you know, Christian Niemela steps up big with the big, you know, pedit to Niemela for the big first touchdown. And, you know, that sparks it. And as I told you after the game, we talked about our red zone defense quite a bit that week, and just saying, hey, this is a chance to stand up here. We got a lot of two-way players, you know, that's time where we need to stand up, and they did. And Keith Jensen blocked that kick, and you know, it was a low kick. It hit him in the chest, but he was so far through it didn't matter. I mean, he was through there and going. And Tyler Lehman, good for him. Him and Jake Ryan, I think, were the only two realizing that ball was still live. And so there's 22 guys on the field. Two of them are going towards the ball, and their whole team and the rest of our team was going towards the sidelines.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun to see that. He's just Tyler Lehman. He's a smart football player. He's doing really well physically, but he's a smart, you know, and he's in tune. So it's fun.
Well, let's talk about some of those guys like Tyler, a perfect example. Not the biggest guy out there, but a smart kid and a really good athlete.
Yeah, look at Tyler. He's a two-time all-conference linebacker for us. Like, when you get that level of accomplishment, he's not just out there to be out. You know, he wants to make plays. He wants to be mm-hmm. great. He sees things. He can communicate. He can tell other guys, you know, where to go. And, you know, he sees things a lot slower, if you will, than, you know, the guys that are new that are seeing it fast.
Sure.
So it's good to have his presence out there. And that's, you know, and you can see it. It's allowed us to use him on offense, too. He understands the defense so well that he's playing on offense and doing a great job as really a utility guy over there that would be hard to replace. So,
well, another guy who doesn't stand out when you look at him when they walk out onto the field, but a guy who had a great game last week, that's Sam Puckett.
Sam is doing a great job. You know, he's height-wise, it's funny because we lined everybody up for pictures, and he's not the tallest guy. But I think it actually works in an advantage right now. He is slick. We joke that he must put grease on his pads because people are having a really hard time getting their hands on him and stopping him. And he's in the backfield quite a bit. And, You know, he's really, really doing a good job with that strong side defensive end position.
And then, you know, it's hard to miss Tag Benefield when you're watching the game because he's impacting in all phases right now.
Oh, it's clear, very clear. You know, for game one, he has 20 tackles. I say, well, that's a career game. Well, he backs it up with 18 tackles while he's our leading ball carrier with, you know, 75 yards rushing. And you know, he's in the heart of all of our special teams. And, you know, when you look at those yards on offense, too, they were all in critical moments. You know, they're on third downs. They're on fourth downs. They're on short yardage. They're on the goal line. And, you know, it's like give the ball Tag and, you know, good things are going to happen. So you know, I'm impressed with him, as always. And, you know, we just got to keep him moving in the right direction.
One of the things that I noticed as well, I saw it week one, and it really carried over last week as well, is, boy, there seems to be a lot of real good energy on the sidelines. You know, got an interesting vantage point that most of the fans, Sandpoint fans, might not get, you know, in these road games being on the opposite side. And, you know, just the overall feel and the energy from not only the players but coaches as well has been really fun to watch these first 2 weeks.
Well, you know, I got to give credit to the captains and the team on that because we're so locked into what's happening in front of us that I don't look back a whole lot, as into the bench a whole lot. You know, I go back there every once in a while to you know, talk with an individual, but you know, for the most part, I'm facing the field. So, a couple of the assistant coaches told me after the game the same thing. They're really proud of some guys for not only making plays on the field, but being into it on the sideline and talking, and, you know, defensive guys pumping up the offense and vice versa. And, you know, that's really good to hear. And, you know, it's been important to me all along, you know, talking about, you know, what is being said, you know, even in times of, you know, of chaos and maybe some failure, you know, hey, we're going to get through this, you know, like we're going to stand up in the red zone here and make a play. You know, that was said a lot. You know, the offense, just a matter of time, you know, and boom, there it is, you know. So guys are feeling that. They're very positive.
And then finally, Connell comes into town. Some people, you know, a break in the schedule is a phrase that I heard, but that's obviously not the case. Connell's a good opponent. They're coming in. What have you seen from them off their first game on film, and what do you expect?
Yeah, well, I think people will say it's a break from a size standpoint. Size-wise, their school is smaller than ours, which we're not used to.
Yeah, but, true.
It stops there. You know, it stops there. They're a great program. Everyone that I know that knows anything about Connell says, ooh, that's the first thing out there. Ooh, they got a tough one there. Like, they're a physical team. They like to run the ball. And, you know, they have a lot of tradition. Their coaching staff is established. They're going to be, you know, well-versed in what they do and ready for adjustments. So, you know, we're going to have to play our style of football. As we say, the only team that can beat Sandpoint is Sandpoint. And, you know, that's what I'm putting on the boys right now is, hey, we got a home game. Let's take advantage of their travel schedule for us, and let's go.
Well, we look forward to seeing it and talk to you after the contest.
Thank you.
And we'll wrap up the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 36 years combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, 208-265-6406.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
And we're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, a pungent Barlow Stadium, as when the Bulldogs came out, they brought out the smoke with them, and it smells like a fireworks stand here that just went up in smoke. The Connell Eagles will get the ball to start this first half, and we are so close to kickoff here on KSPT and Rock 103 and our Rock 103 streaming app. And Jay, I also want to mention that for any of our fans who want to relive the glory, that is our broadcast every week. By Monday morning, I get the games put up on our Rock 103 FM website. You just look at this Bulldog football audio. You just go down to the game you're looking for, and it's all right there to relive every glorious minute. That's awesome, Chris. That's good to know. And, anyone who has any pointers for me, by all means.
Yeah.
Throw those along.
Ditto.
We'll take them. So, Bulldogs going to kick off. Connell heading from left to right across your radio dial. Bulldogs will be going towards the northern end of Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. And let's see. For Connell, they've got two guys back deep. One of them is number 5, Keenan Francis. And number 40, it would be Jacoby Tuttle. So, a new opponent. Somebody we know absolutely nothing about, Jay.
Well, it's the first, right? Colton, I believe a 1A school out of Washington, down towards the Tri-Cities area. And, two teams looking for a change in schedules, and here we are. Connell making the trip to Sandpoint and playing at this great venue.
Yeah, they probably don't get this kind of views at their home field there, I would imagine. So the kick comes from Peterson. It's going to be taken by Francois down at the 8-yard line. He comes right up the middle. Picking his way forward, pretty nice return, still on his feet across the 30 out to the 35, and that's where Connell will start the first position here on Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field, and we thank Yokes for sponsoring the pregame show.
Yeah, Chris, nice return there. They kind of set that middle wedge up in, on that return, and Francois was able to pick his way through there. He didn't hit the hole real hard, Chris, but he was able to just bounce around back and forth and keep the lift going for it. Got a good 20-yard return on that play up to 35.
So the quarterback for Connell coming into the ballgame is Traver Johnson. And Johnson hands it up and right up the middle to Tuttle, and it's about a gain of 5 on first down.
Yeah, just off the right side. Great job blocking by that offensive line for Connell off the right side. And nothing fancy, just straight up. And boy, the Bulldogs don't get to him. He gets to second level, Chris, and a couple Bulldogs there to make the tackle, but not after a 6-yard gain.
All right, Johnson again. One single back, two wide to the far side. Otherwise, tight formation for Connell in their home Husky-style uniforms. That would be University of Washington Huskies. Another run this time off the right side for Tuttle, about 3. So with the 6 on first down, it's going to be 3rd down and 1.
Yeah, again, that's not a great job by Brandon Cates, just holding his ground there at the left end, Chris, then allowing Tyler Lehman to come over and clean it up and stop him after a 3-yard gain to put the Bulldogs in a good situation here, 3rd and short.
So Connell, once again, out of the huddle. This time they put a fullback and go out of the I formation, hand off to Tuttle again. He tries to get there. He's not going to. Snowed under, not even back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like Lehman in there with Benefield.
Yeah, I tell you what, this Bulldogs just slant a little bit to that right side, Chris. Thinking the play is going to go left, going to the wide side of the field, and they do a great job of just getting into the gaps and stopping them for. It looked like it was maybe about a foot or two off, but they're going to mark it down here again, third and one.
Fourth and one now, and Connell lining up as if they're going to go. This time they go out of the single back formation, send their fullback in motion, and the handoff again comes to the near side, and there is absolutely nothing doing. Keith Jensen in the backfield doesn't get credit for the tackle, but he disrupted the play.
Keith Jensen just beats his guy right off the snap of the ball, Chris. He gets 3 yards back in the backfield, and they're running to that short side, a strong side off that right side, and Keith Jensen kind of makes a turnaround, go left, and guess who on the backside? Jack Benefield finishes it up with a great job right there by the Bulldog defense.
So Connell rolls the dice at midfield, sustains the punt. Now the Bulldogs get it at the Connell 40 on their first possession. It's Cox standing right behind Jackson Pettis. Pettis out of the pistol at the 45, hand off to Cox. Cox up the middle, big hole. He's got about 7 or 8, and he's going to wind forward to near first down yardage on that first carry. They'll give him 8. It'll be 2nd and 2.
Yeah, Bulldogs spread him out, Chris, and nothing fancy. Great job blocking off the right side, and a lot of room for Garrett to get up the middle and pick up 8 yards on the carry.
So 2nd and short. Pettis marking the signals. Now looking over to the sideline for the final sideline signal after the defense is assessed. Take handoff. Now they throw it near side to Larson, who gets the block of first down and is carried out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So that's a gain of 7 and a Bulldog first down, the first down of the game. And we've got 9:23 left here in this first quarter. No score so far. This short of scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurante, Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years.
Yeah, Pettis' first pass of the game. Just a nice little quick hitch out to Larson. Does a great job. You know, he had a little bit of the drops here with his close balls. He didn't close to him a whole lot last week, Chris, but nice to see him make a play there at a big first down.
Yeah, nice block on the outside, too, by the outside receiver, I believe, Niemela, on that hand up the middle. Cox. Cox picking his way and slammed down, but he's going to get about 4, so 2nd down and 6 as the Bulldogs run right up the middle for the 21. And of course, no huddle for Sandpoint, right up and to their lines and their spots on the line of scrimmage. Looking over to the sideline for the signal. They get it from the offensive coordinator for the Bulldogs, Jeremy Steelbar. Connell showing blitz back out now. Bulldogs looking it over. Headed right behind the back pass, looking, throwing deep. He throws it well over the head of his intended receiver and everyone else, which was a good thing because if it was just a little bit high, probably would have been picked. So 3rd down and 8 coming up for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, good protection that time for Jackson Pettis. Just he's got, you know, it looks like the receiver's open. He's just going to break that route off, but just a little overthrown ball in the air for about 25 yards, Chris. But luckily the ball wasn't intercepted. But again, the Bulldogs had an opportunity there.
3rd and 8. Bulldogs throw it to Larson again. Larson cuts inside, spins. Gets inside the 20 and fumbles. Ball still loose. And I think that Christian Niemela came up with it, and he might be very close to first down yardage. So 4th down. He will come up short, but it'll be a very makeable 4th and about 1 from the 17. They need to get to almost the 15. So you got
a third, 3 yards.
They get the down marker change, 4th and 2. Lehman slips into the slot, 4 wide for the Bulldogs. Might be Benefield time. He's in the backfield. Fake handoff, back to pass. Pass is caught.
Wow.
A diving grab by Tyler Lehman. The pass a little bit to the outside, but he makes the grab at the 13. That's good for a Bulldog first down.
Well, I tell you what, just I was thinking Tag Benefield the whole way, Chris, on this run play, but they do a little play action and out of the backfield. There's Lehman, the H-back, a nice little 5-6 yard out, and the ball's just going off the outside, but put in the right spot by Jackson Pettis. Away from the defense.
So Bulldogs now, final signals. Benefield standing right beside his quarterback, Jackson Pettis. Fake handoff. They throw it on and out. And cutting to the inside and getting almost to the end zone is Max Steelbar. That's going to be good for 12 and a Bulldog first and goal from the one coming up.
You know, what a great job right there by Max Steelbar, who sees, you know, where to break and how he broke back inside after he catches that ball. And he's almost able to get in the end zone on that great catch and run.
So first and goal, handoff, Benefield, and he waltzes into the end zone for the Bulldogs' first point. 6-0 Sandpoint, 7:23 left here in the first quarter. So Connell decides not to punt, pin the Bulldogs deep, and they pay the price as the Bulldogs, with the short field, take it all the way in.
Hey, you know, big fourth down play, Chris. You know, Connell made it tough for the Bulldogs, but, you know, Tyler Lehman almost had that big catch, and then he got the play by Max Steelbar. Again, the Bulldogs do a great job of mixing a little bit of run, a little bit of pass, and move it to 40 yards into the end zone.
Dylan Peterson, extra point is up, and it is good. 7-0 Bulldogs. We'll take timeout. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
We are back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg along with you as the Bulldogs jump out first, 7-0. And Peterson kick is going to come down and be taken by Tuttle at the 15. Tuttle heads up the middle again, and again, nice return out across the 30, out to about the 32 right there. The Bulldogs are able to corral, and it looks to me like on the tackle there, Garrett Cox.
Yeah, Garrett's just he's the runner down that far side, Chris, and he's able to get down almost level with that football and then cut right across the field and come in and make a nice tackle on the play.
So second possession here for Connell, the Eagles, a first down and then an out on their first possession. I remember correctly. I guess maybe they didn't actually make that first down. So Connell this time, hand off to the far side. Nice room up the middle. And a run for Tuttle. It's going to be about 5. And then Tuttle stood up, not really brought down until after the whistle. 2nd and 5. Connell so far showing that they want to grind this one out.
I couldn't make out who was in on that tackle, Chris. I think it was Tyler Lehman in there, kind of was able to get him by the foot there and able to hold on, and slew the Bulldog over there to kind of finish him off, but not after you get about 6 yards on that carry.
So once again, it's Traver Johnson, back to pass, looking, throwing. Got a man caught out in the flat for a first down out to the 49-yard line. Tackled by Jake Ryan, but not before, about 10 yards gain for the wide receiver. Big number 86, Kate Clyde.
Yeah, just the Bulldogs bringing some pressure here to the near side, Chris, short side of the field. The quarterback sees it the whole way. Running back picks up the inside guy. He's able to throw it to a wide-open guy out of the slot for a nice game for Connell there.
So Connell with their first down. They're almost to midfield. And a handoff near side and running room right up the middle. And running over some defenders this time is the running back. And that's going to be number 44, Jackson Tuttle. So we got Jacoby Tuttle and Jackson Tuttle. The Tuttle, well, they're not twins because one's a senior and one's a junior. That would have been too easy.
I tell you what, though, that right now that line on that right side, you know, led by the big number 77, Luis Hernandez. Well, that's 75 also, but that's a big right side, and they've been able to open up nice holes for the Tuttle boys.
So we have a first down, another handoff to a Tuttle, and Tuttle is taken down. Very short yardage. In fact, I think lost yardage. Keith Jensen right there. As once again, it was number 44, Jackson Tuttle, who now checked out for his brother,
Yeah, that time. Yeah, that time, you know, again, just the center not able to handle number seven, Jensen. And he's able to just come off the ball and just scrape down the line of scrimmage. But it didn't look like there's a whole lot happening on that right side, but he comes down and makes a nice dive for a one-yard loss.
So second and 11 now for Connell. Another handoff off to the far side. And a pretty nice job by Jake Ryan to hang on and make a tackle after a gain of three. So it's going to be third down and eight.
Yeah, pretty good stiff arm by number 40. He's trying to get to that left side. Just kind of outside the tackle, Chris. And, you know, Jake Ryan gets caught inside, but is able to get a hand on him and hold on to him and fight off that that stiff arm and bring him down for a tackle.
Yeah, hold him up long enough so he can get some help on the tackle. So third and long now for Connell. The Eagles are at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. They need to hit the 30 right on the mark or else they'll be running a fourth down play. Back to pass, big pressure. Pass is thrown incomplete as just getting rid of the ball was the quarterback, Traver Johnson, and he was the wise to do so because Tag Benefield was tracking him down.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. And it looked like the Bulldogs were going to bring everybody. They got about six guys, you know, on the line, defensive line of scrimmage there and not enough blockers. But then they pull a couple off, and Benefield's the one guy that comes unblocked, and he's able to put pressure and make the quarterback throw the ball early and well short of the intended reach.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you probably don't have to tell the Connell coaches that leaving Tag Benefield unblocked might not be a sound scheme.
You'll find that out here.
So, punting it away this time, allegedly, will be Alemo Cascitalo, and it's a short kick that comes down at the 19. So, about a 20-yard punt, and it's down there, and the Bulldogs will take over with 4:32 left here in the first quarter. Standpoint, second possession, leading 7-0. And this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, proud supporter of Bulldogs since 1979. They're in everything under the sun.
Yeah, again, what great sponsors you guys got this year, Chris. Appreciate all the help that they do. Great places to go, and they do a lot of good stuff for our Standpoint Bulldogs.
Indeed. So trips now out to the right of Jackson Pettit, Derek Cox, the lone back, and near side Christian Niemo. They hand it off to Cox. He finds a hole. He breaks a tackle. He's still on his feet. He's going to be brought down after about a four-yard gain and shoved back about 20 yards. But it's still about three for Bulldogs on first down, maybe almost four out to the 23.
Yeah, I think, you know, Garrett just does a great job of just staying on his feet, Chris. He keeps those feet moving, and he's just a tough – I tell you what, he's going to start wearing on people coming in the second half because he just keeps driving and fighting, and does a great job.
Jackson Pettit under heavy pressure looking, and now he's just going to throw it out of bounds. Good play there. Big rush. The play was totally blown up by the Connell defense. And really, Jackson nowhere to go with it, so he just keeps to the sideline.
Yeah, he did a great job of just getting away from the unblocked linebacker coming in on a blitz, Chris. And he's able to kind of shake three of them and roll out to the left side. And heads up play, just throws it out of bounds. And lifts it. Plays with another down here.
So third and six for Sandpoint. They need to get almost to the 30 out across the 29. Pettit back, looking. Throwing, he's got his man, it's caught, it's Cox, he's at the 35, he's out to the 40, that's a Bulldog first down, and a gain of about 17 as Pettit looked over the deep guys, couldn't find anyone, and there was Cox wide open in the flat.
Yeah, Connell does a great job with the four receiver set, Chris, and everybody pretty well covered. You know, he got two safeties over the top, Chris, but, you know, the one person they forgot to account for is Cox, just right out in front of the quarterback in the middle. He was wide open and was able to turn it into a big game.
Well, we got a first flag, and a procedure call goes against the Bulldogs, so they'll be marked back five. It'll be first and 15. Our spotter slash man, Barry Burke, tonight says right guard.
Jake Sir.
Unfortunately, if you're a lineman, that's one of the ways your name mentioned. And there's a handoff to Tag Benefield up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles and gets hammered down. He gets back to the original line plus two more, so gain is seven. And Benefield went down hard on that one, but had lost his footing, which made it seem a little bit more than it was.
Boy, number 40, you know, for Connell, he, Jacoby Tuttle, you know, he brings a load too that time. He caught the Tag just a little bit off balance, Chris, but he made sure the Tag did get to the ground.
So second down, eight. headed back, looking, throwing, going deep. He's got a man wide open. It's Elijah Larson. And he dropped it at the 25-yard line. And that's about the only way you can put it.
Yeah, I tell you what, the ball's beautifully thrown, Chris. Just a nice seam route by Elijah right down the middle of the field. And he's 5 yards past the defender, the ball thrown right in stride, right into the basket. And, you know, that's been Elijah's, you know, thing. You know, he's been inconsistent catching the football. And that one he should have had, that was six.
That was six, yes. So, third down. Fake handoff to Benfield. They throw it out. And it's Larson who catches it. But his knee was on the ground, I think, when he caught it. And nobody saw it. The Connell coaches saw it. And the back judge, I think, saw it. Yeah, that's... So they're going to have to talk about this. It looked to me like Larson's knee was on the ground because the pass was low.
That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough to see from back there. You know, you got to have clear evidence of that thing being on the ground. It wasn't like he was laying on it. It'll be interesting. The play wasn't whistled dead either, Chris. So
no, it wasn't.
They have a hard time thinking that they're going to replay.
They're going to move it, mark it back. Yep. So they're going to talk it over. And if you're Connell, I guess you're going to know. They're going to move it back. So they're going to say, upon further review amongst the officials, that it's a completed pass for a loss of four on the play. And that's going to bring up a fourth down, and the Bulldogs will have to punt.
I tell you what, a missed opportunity there for the Bulldogs. You know, they're able to get go up by two scores here. And, you know, and Elijah Larson, you know, those ones you got to have. Those ones, you know, we're not asking too much. That ball's thrown right into the old breadbasket. He's got to just make sure he secures that ball first and then worry about taking it to the house. But the
snap back to Hurst, who gets a great kickoff, even though it is a line drive, taken by Francois at the 30. And he's going to be brought down about the 36. And that's where Connell will take over for their third possession. With 2 minutes left in the first quarter, Bulldogs leading it 7-0. And this scoring update brought to you by Burger Express, 100% hot and fresh, deluxe any sandwich for free. At Burger Express, family owned and operated, go Bulldogs.
Yeah, so far the Bulldog defense, Chris, doing a great job of bending a little bit, but not breaking, as been able to get off the field after, what, two first downs, I think they gave up.
Wow. You take away the first half of the first game, and that has been the M.O., bend, but do not break. Bootleg throw across, caught, and knocked down. Tackle made by Tag Benfield after a gain of 8, and a juggling catch once again put on by Fort Connell, number 86. Their biggie, he's got to be a tight end at 6'3", 230, Cade Clyde.
Yeah, big kid, Chris, and he just works himself down the field. A lot of pressure being brought by Sam Puckett, who gets off the block, able to hit the quarterback just as he releases the ball, but what a great job by the quarterback hanging in the pocket and making a nice throw to the open receiver.
And off to Tuttle. Tuttle up the middle, got a first down and a little bit more. Gain of 3 right up the gut for the second Tuttle of the night. That's going to be Jackson Tuttle, 5'8", 175, a junior. The young Tuttle, they call him in, Connell. So first down, ball right at Connell's 48. Last minute of a smartly moving first quarter here on KSPT and Rock 103. It's Bulldog football. Glad you're along with us from the home confines of Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Back to Pack Johnson, throws it. He's got a man wide open in the flat. And it's going to be another first down inside the Bulldog 40 to the 37. This time the pass is caught by Isaac Finesse. And the Bulldogs treated him like he had the plague on that one.
Oh, yeah, nobody guarded him. It was pretty simple there. No Bulldog even moved to his direction. And you have Harrison, I believe, out to the left side. He's got the receiver that spread out that one. It just released the guy out into the flat area. No Bulldog there. And he'll pick up 13, 14 yards on the play. And that's definitely a mistake by the Bulldog defense.
So inside the Bulldog 30 right now, about the 37. Final minute, first quarter. Bulldogs up 7-0. Shovel pass up the middle. Doesn't really fool the Bulldogs. Gain of 1.5, maybe 2, as they get it to Jacoby Tuttle. Kind of a risky little shuttle pass there.
It was a little two-handed, one-foot pass there going forward. You know, hats off to Brandon Casey with Will Treadway, you know, having to partially separate his shoulder last week against UI. You know, he's asked to play a lot of football tonight here as our left tackle and our strong side defensive end.
So second down, 9. They give him a gain of a long one. Back to pass, Johnson again. Open out in the flat. This time it's Francois. And then he is sandwiched at the 30. But that's a gain of about 7. And the Bulldogs giving a fairly significant cushion on that side of the field.
Yeah, it's been there. You know, after the Foles Falls, game, Chris, you know, the Bulldogs got ran by on, you know, 5 long touchdown passes. So they're, I'm pretty sure the coaching staff is, hey, we'll give up the little ones in front, but we're just not going to get beat deep. So Bulldogs get plenty of cushion.
We're at the end of the first quarter here on KSBT and Rock 103 as we have played one quarter. Right now, Bulldogs are huddling it up on the sideline. And we're going to go to break. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's